Thomas Paine podcast. Hey, what's going on out there? Special episode here for our subscribers. So we cut this loose first to you folks. I've had this in the tank for a long time. As you will hear, it was recorded before Thanksgiving. Sometimes we let these things ferment when you're so far ahead of the pack, and the pack has turned into a rabid mob. You have to gauge the situation. You have to be a professional reading the situation, and that's what we've very, very, very good at in our careers, different careers in finance and intel and journalism. And so that's what we're doing now. So we put it out now a week after it's been recorded. And you understand why. It's about these election lawsuits and everything else. I've been very critical of, by the way. They haven't gotten a free pass from me, but I did an interview with VM, and I think he thinks I'm afraid to put it out. I'm not, and I'm putting it out, and we'll go out on the main podcast, I think maybe tomorrow or the next day, whenever I get around to it. This is in lieu of the Moore Payne Show. We're taking a break during December from that. I spoke with Jason today. I put a note out about that. So I'm so backed up on things. It's crazy. This podcast, it's been a year. Not quite a year. Almost a year. 2 weeks shy of a year since we launched this thing. It's growing into a monster. So it's tough to lasso on a regular basis. So. The holidays and everything else. You guys know how it is. Yeah, we'll keep you on the right path. And as far as that's concerned, we're keeping you on the right path. And sometimes that means telling you things that might not make you feel so good. We're bringing you down. I can't. Like the animals, don't bring me down. I'm sorry. Sometimes we have to bring you down. If it's to tell you the truth so that you don't feel played like you feel played now. The William Barr, all that stuff to breaking too. We'll get to that. And then Moore Payne. See, I said it. I'm used to Tuesday night. Been doing this show for 2.5 years. The Payne in the Morning show. Tomorrow, we'll tackle Barr. And we'll rub some salt in the wounds of all the people that have been lying to you in the media and the Twitterazzi. But that's different time, different place. Look. I held off on a lot of this stuff, right? Because of the holidays, number one, okay? As an older dude now who appreciates the holidays and appreciates the important improbability these days of stepping away from the bonfire or the dumpster fire, as it might be, depending on what you're talking about. We're not going anywhere. So the need to rush information out the door and act haphazardly, I think, is not always responsible. And I've been in this long enough where I think I have a pretty good lighthouse or beacon on how to operate in a responsible manner. So you'll hear some concepts in this episode that were somewhat controversial 7-8 days ago, but no longer are. And so keep that in mind. Our folks, VM is way ahead. He's always ahead of everybody. And the work he's done on this is not even reflected in this episode. Somewhat, but not really reflected in the episode. He's done so much sending me information and keeping me in the know and augmenting my own research, and it's greatly appreciated. So it would be a disservice not to share this type of intel to help guide you in the coming weeks and no matter what happens. Okay? We're not saying that there wasn't fraud. We're not saying that Trump may or may not be president. We're saying that these lawsuits have been a major problem. And a lot of these narratives are built on hoaxes. Oh, the military raided and got some servers in Frankfurt, Germany. No, they didn't. It's a fucking lie. It was a lie. I tweeted about it. I was making fun of people to their faces. It's not really your fault out there if you're listening to this, because people that you trust are dopes. They're either dopes or they're liars who are paid to lie to you. Paid to, professional liars. That was a lie. People were killed. Army special ops were killed during the raid. That's a lie. I talked to our military guys. They're like, what? Are you a fucking crackpot? I'm like, I'm just, look, I'm almost like put it out there like I feel guilty. any of this happen? Stop it. They're like, are you playing me? Is this like, is this a bit? Are you doing a bit? Are we being recorded? Then I was doing like a fucking comedy bit. And then they take these things, hammer, sickle, scorecard. Everybody's a fucking secret agent, man, right? Jesus, God Almighty. Enjoy the show, man. We. I can't. We'll try not to give you, and we've tried not to give you, and we'll continue to try not to give you bum steers, man. And I don't think we have yet. 4.5 years. Every now and then somebody can make mistakes, but we've been around the block and there's nothing in it for me to lie to you. There's just not. It's just, it doesn't make any fucking sense. What's the end game? It's the bell tolls for all liars eventually. You don't want to be at the end. All these guys that are pivoting now on bar and all these things. What are they going to do? There's nowhere to go. They back themselves into a corner. They'll try to pivot like a rat. When rats, you know, get trapped, they'll fucking chew off their own. Chew off their own little rodent parts to get out of a trap and save themselves because they're rats. So I don't have to do that because I told you the truth. Based on the information that was coming from inside. See, we have real sources inside, not make-believe sources. This isn't fucking Fred Rogers. This isn't fucking Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. FBI version, DOJ version. We tell you what's going on the inside. We tell you about Barr, Durham, all these guys. And if we get something wrong, I'll let you know. I haven't had to let you know yet. It's one hell of a track record, so. Keep in mind, this was recorded 2 days before Thanksgiving. So some of the language in it, talking about around Thanksgiving, getting ready for Thanksgiving, is not unorthodox to you. And hope you enjoy it. And it's strange not doing something on a Tuesday night with Jason, but a welcome break, man, because I have so much to catch up on, really. And there's so many different things. And the future of 2021, what we want to do, and you folks are a big part of it. You give us you're giving us the infrastructure to be able to do these things. So, what will happen in December? In addition, instead of more pain, we'll be putting stuff like we'll be putting things out like this. Other shows that I have backed up stuff we wanted to do, reviews of different things, and talking about things in current events in a different way. More interviews, I hope. As we progress, you know, I didn't even know until the other day. We didn't do one major big podcast, like the big Wednesday podcast, in all of November. It just got away from me. That's 4 shows. It's just like, what? What do you mean? Somebody said, hey, man, when are you getting back on the big Wednesday podcast, big Thursday podcast? I said, what are you talking about? So you didn't do one in the entire month of November. I said, that's impossible. And it's the dailies now. The pain in the mornings are running 90 minutes. That's like a 2-hour show, 2.5-hour show. If it was like Limbaugh or Savage or whatever, when you add in their commercials, right? We're pumping that out every day. And so we are experiencing some growing pains and we have to figure out what the hell is going on. We appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit in our subscriber only areas. A little subscriber only area music. Yeah. Helping us keep the lights on. We released this show earlier to subscribers only on those two platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And we appreciate the patronage on there. Literally helping us keep the lights on. This operation that continues to grow despite many forces trying to keep it from doing that. But funny how that happens, right? The exact opposite of what they try to do ends up happening. We appreciate it. And we wouldn't be here doing this if it wasn't for generosity of many folks who want to see a better country. And one way to do that is to try to get the media back to where it started back in the day by telling the truth, not trying to pad your own pockets and things like that. If you're good at something, and the money will come, that always does. It's like one of the universal rules. If you're good at something and you love what you do, the money will come. You don't have to hustle like a fucking street varmint, street vagrant. You have to lie to people and play people and work people. Just, what's the point of that, man? Just tell them like it is. We appreciate it. So thanks for helping us kick ass. Enjoy the show. Give me your feedback and we'll go from there. Take care and God bless.
You hear me?
Yeah, man, I got you. What's going on?
All right, cool. Oh, not a whole lot, man. Just getting my mom's out running around, so I came over to kind of help put things together for Thanksgiving. So
it is that time of year, man. Thanksgiving. A lot of people are so charged up politically.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot that it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, she doesn't have the time to bake pies and all that shit like she used to, so she's going to purchase those this go around.
Nothing wrong with that,
man.
Take some take a little lighten the load, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, man.
Lighten the load. So I wanted to catch up with you. Thanks for coming back on short notice. I wanted to catch up with you because what's going on here with these crazy lawsuits and the fact that you've been ahead of the legal experts. I talked about it on Pain in the Morning today. You've been you're sending stuff to me that these legal experts come out with 48 hours later, 3 days later. I'm thinking, what's this guy? Some kind of plant? This guy, some kind of plant? Is he playing me? What's going on with VM, man? but you have a much better handle on it than I do. Much better handle on it. So I wanted you to tell our folks and people on the podcast, this will go out to the general population. So, because I think it's important. So,
yeah, it is. And really, what I would, you know, if for people listening, I would just try to take this as an example of how to think and discern the information that you're seeing and hearing properly with the right mind. Because this is just an example. The way to discern information is something that people should strive to do in everything. And I'm just using this as an example because it's front and center. And that's, you know, the legal issues that are going on in the fucking circus with trying to change the election or do all these other things with this particular election. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. But yeah, man, I to be honest, I'm having trouble figuring out where to start. Cause like you said, I've been sending you info and my analysis like here and there through text. And then, you know, it would be 24, 48 hours later, poof, you know, that happens. And it's not magic. It's just noticing the patterns and the probability of what's going to occur, you know, in the next 24-hour cycle or whatever. And that's just kind of what I did. And I haven't done that stuff in a long time because, to be frank, I honestly, I don't even fucking care about this shit. But it's important for people to kind of try to change their mind about how they're thinking, how they're consuming their news and their information, because it's becoming a real problem. People are getting very neurotic, and they have been for a long time now, because they don't understand what they're hearing or seeing, and they don't understand that the premise they have to view this with is everything is a lie. Start there. And then work back.
Work backwards.
Don't start. Right. Don't start at, oh, this is the truth from a fucking headline or some jack off on TV. I don't care. You know, you really shouldn't even care how much you like the person or whatever you're listening to or viewing. Start from, it's a lie. especially in politics, and work back from there. But anyway, so some of the things I just want to go through real quick.
Yeah.
Is they talk the premise, and these are going to be the major premises for what's going on with this electoral circus thing. Dominion, hammer and scorecard, what the Supreme Court might do, can do, blah, 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 mail-in ballots, and the players that are along with that. So when it comes to Dominion and this let's just start with hammer and scorecard.
Okay.
This fucking thing is a hoax from the beginning. This shit goes all the way back to Bush Jr. from this guy Montgomery. I don't remember his first name.
Dennis.
But Dennis Montgomery. Yeah, there you go. And he was falsifying and fabricating, allegedly, information and feeding it to the Bush. This was when, you know, they were dumping a shit ton of money into contractors. So
yeah, I remember
he's fabricating. He's fabricating and feeding false information, allegedly, to the Bush dynasty through the DOD and all this shit, contracts, DHS, and saying that his software can predict or decipher Al-Qaeda messages through Al Jazeera and whatever else. I mean, it's just really weird shit. And I don't want to get into the details of it. Anybody can take their tool out, their phone or their computer, and run through that shit and find the details of it. You got the names, you got the times, whatever.
Right.
Well, come around to this news cycle, same thing. This Montgomery guy re-upped in 2020, and they used a front man called Lieutenant General McInerney,
I think is how you say it.
Yeah, we'll just Lieutenant General Mick.
How dare you?
You know,
how dare you pick on the Irish on Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving. Yeah, this guy is a real... The media has built this guy into some kind of a fucking cult hero. He is literally a cement head, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so they needed a front guy. They needed to qualify these hoaxes that they're putting out there. And so they used this guy to do it. How he fit into the mix? Well, you know, like I said, people can go back and just read through that shit. It's just too much. It's too much trash.
It is.
To put in here. So Charlie Kirk does an interview with him. Another piece of shit. Charlie Kirk does an interview with this guy to get the story out there. And from there, it gets laundered to Bannon with his show War Room. So now it's starting, you know, now people can kind of see how these things get built up, how the story gets laundered. From Bannon, it goes to either Newsmax or Fox first, one of those two, whatever. And then OAN picks it up, and then all your favorite trading card journals, to use your term, right, start distributing this shit like fucking wildfire. That this hammer and scorecard, this supercomputer is the hammer and scorecard is the software, is just running rampant through the election cycle, and it could flip votes on a dime. And all of this stuff was developed by the CIA in partnership with this guy Montgomery and shit from, you know, from way back, blah, blah, blah. So from there, it gets picked up by Powell, and she starts lumping Dominion in with it all, conflating hammer and scorecard with Dominion. So now they've got a big thing they've put together like Legos. And she says things like irrefutable evidence. We have three Princeton professors and a military officer ready to roll. Just like, and you've presented this to different attorney generals in different states. You've presented this to the FBI or the Attorney General of the United States. Any of this evidence been put out there? Well, I haven't been able to find any of that. So
Nobody knows even if there is any evidence. You're taking somebody's word for it. Oh, we got evidence. Well, we got evidence. Okay. Where? Like I said 10 days ago. Where's the beef?
Yeah. So here's the thing with something that big. I mean, she said basically it's the biggest election fraud crime in the history of the United States, and everybody else echoed it. Well, if it's that fucking big, wouldn't somebody have evidence through the legal system, through the DOJ, through the FBI? Did she not present these three Princeton professors and this military officer? And
what does that mean? I mean, real quick. What does that mean? Three Princeton professors and a military. What the fuck does that mean?
Who fucking knows, man? Yeah. We haven't heard anything from any state AGs saying that she's presented this evidence to them. With three Princeton professors, a military officer, and irrefutable evidence, mathematical impossibilities, and all this stuff. I mean, if that's the case, it's a fucking slam dunk. Take it to some of these AGs and let them go to town with it. But none of that's being presented because it's a fucking hoax. That's why. So you get down to Dominion and people need to understand this. They're slandering the shit out of that Dominion company. I've got no skin in the game with either side of it. But here's the deal. If you say there's all this irrefutable evidence and that Dominion is working in partnership with foreign governments and that you can prove it, you can prove all of this irrefutably, that's slander if you don't put up the goods. And all Dominion has said throughout this whole mix is, we can't monitor the votes live in real time. In real time. That's what they said. And everything's 100% auditable. If they can't monitor votes in real time, or change, which means they won't be able to change them, is what they're getting, what Dominion's getting at. And if everything's 100% auditable, and it's been certified through each state, everything, they have a process. See, I listened to the Maricopa County, Board of Supervisors.
Yeah. The elections.
I listened to it live. I watched it live because I knew they were going to bring up Dominion. And I wanted to see what their specific state, Arizona state's process is for certifying and running through these third party vendors for their voting machines and all that shit. These guys ran a fucking tight operation in Arizona. I'll just say that. You know, anybody can go back, look at it. But I wanted to get an idea of the process, who had control of what, and all that shit. Dominion was just there as, they weren't there running the votes. They were there as a support entity, where in Maricopa County, at least, they controlled everything, all of it. They were trained, and then they controlled everything from there on. But anyway, that has to do with the hammer, you know, the hammer and scorecard thing. It's just bullshit. Flat out, it's bullshit. I don't even want to go. I don't even want to go anymore.
Well, we don't have to. I think people have asked me about it. What's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on that? And I just say, I'm not even going to get. Usually when I tell people, I'm talking about people that that know me, the subscribers on Patreon and Subscribestar, patreon.com. I'll work the plug in. Fuck it. Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. They know. They ask me questions. I said, I tell people, come on. You got to grow up. And that just sets people straight. Yeah. It's like, I don't have time to go into every conspiracy theory and debunk it. I just say, come on, grow up. Because you know what?
Well, what
if you do it publicly, these people like are ready to string you up. It's like the hive mind is crazy.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like,
well, what you got going on is, you got people that want to toss a little bit of, you know, like a teaspoon of salt in Lake Superior and say, now it's a fucking salt lake.
Right. That's true.
You know, and you got that all the time, you know, with the minutia, with the splitting hairs and all this shit. Oh, well, what about this? Toss a little more salt in there. Well, that doesn't change that Lake Superior is not a fucking salt lake now. Okay. You know, get rid of the stupid. But I'm going to just try to keep on moving on, because I want to knock some of this stuff down and then run through the process real quick. And I don't want to take up too much time. But you have, there was stuff going out about the the SCOTUS assignments.
Yeah,
you know, everybody said, "Oh, look, yeah. look where Barrett's going, look where Kavanaugh's going." Well, let me run this down for you, because I actually went to look, because the first thing that popped into my head is, and I told you this, I said the first thing that popped in my head is, this is administrative shit. I guarantee
right.
it.
Right.
This has nothing. This has nothing to do with planting justices in positions for a takedown. It has nothing to do with it. And so I started looking at it. Well, Alito was already on the Third Circuit, Pennsylvania. Thomas was already on the 11th Circuit, Georgia. Barrett was moved to the 7th Circuit, Wisconsin, where, because she was already a judge there before she got nominated to the Supreme Court. So you put her in her familiar territory. Kavanaugh was at the 7th. He got moved to the 6th in Michigan, replacing Sotomayor, who in turn was pushed into the 2nd Circuit, New York, to replace Ruthie Ginsburg. That's an administrative procedure. That's it. People weren't getting planted for a big fucking takedown. I mean, okay, so when you run across things like this, when people run across things like this, you have to stop yourself and say, and ask, and start asking the right questions. Like I said, believe everything is a lie to start with and move back from there. Don't just take other people's shit at face value. Go look at it.
Well, I started saying just real quick, I start, everybody's got this thing, because Reagan said, Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. My new thing is verify then trust. Don't fucking trust anybody.
Oh, I don't trust, yeah.
Don't trust anybody.
Yeah,
and people are like, we shouldn't even trust you. I said, nope, don't even trust me.
No.
Go out and make sure I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Uh-uh. Don't even trust me. Because I've seen guys who have flipped. Since we started this 4 years ago, they came onto the scene. They were good guys. They wanted to make a difference, and they since flipped. They're full of shit. Somebody got to them. Somebody paid them off. Guys like fucking Bannon and all that weird clan over there. You wonder why these guys are under indictment, right? And they might not be done yet.
That's a deep.
They might not be done yet.
That's a deep bench.
Yeah. So
that
I'm saying,
crew that surrounded Bannon around 2016 and all. That's a deep bench. And I could list a bunch of fucking names that'll spin people's heads around.
We'll wait until
I still
they make
see
their,
people retweeting these fucking jackoffs.
Yeah, we'll wait until they make their plea agreements and see where they go. Yeah. Everybody's going to fight the feds when they get indicted until they take the feds on, and then they have a fucking nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know.
Crack.
So,
they just crack. Yeah. So I'm going to run down this real quick.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
People are also under the assumption that SCOTUS is an automatic. The Supreme Court review of Trump's claims is an automatic. That's not how it works. It has to go through the lower courts first, and with no remedy, then it can get up to the Supreme Court. And I'll explain how that's not going to happen, or 99.9%, like the fake CoronaCon. 99.9% says it's not going to happen.
Right.
And I'll explain why. It's not automatic. They don't, just because the president says, I want to take a case to the Supreme Court, doesn't mean it's going to happen. Okay. People need to get that idea, wrap their heads around that ideal. And then you hear mail-in ballots. Well, guess what? This was already approved. And I want to explain something real quick.
Right.
You do not have a right to vote for, to vote for president. I know that sounds weird, but it is true. You don't have a constitutional right to vote for president. First of all, it could be taken away. And
so
that should be clear with anybody.
People are going to be confused by this, so explain yourself. Explain it.
That should be clear. Well, that should be clear that if you become a felon, you can lose that right to vote. So it's not a right.
I'm raising my hand.
So, now, right.
That's me.
So, let me expand.
Are you picking on felons again?
No, hey man, I could have easily been one. I've been you know, I've been taken down by the marshals. So I know how that
there's
with
still
their
time.
Shit. I know how that feels.
There's still time in the revolution, right? If we become generals in the revolution, they're gonna
they don't want me in federal prison. That would be perfect for me to just get some people together.
Yeah, you're the last guy they want rounding up people in prison.
But okay, so let me take that a little further. So I'm sure people over the years have heard that there's only a few states, and some are over time have changed this, but there's only a few states that actually require the electorate within that state to give those votes to
right.
who the majority of the people voted for.
Right.
See, it has nothing to do with your vote. The state has way more power than you think, and the Supreme Court does not stomp on that. They could take that electorate vote, say everybody vote, you know, say 80% voted for Trump within a state. They could take that electorate vote and give it to Biden. You can't do shit about it. It's not up to you. If they don't have those laws in place that say the majority vote has to go, you guys will remember this from 2016. There were things about this all through 2016. You do not have a right to vote for president. That falls to the electorate, the Electoral College.
Okay, yeah, it sounds crazy, and not a lot of people understand the system. I see people, I see journalists on these platforms, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're misleading people.
No.
I don't know if they do it intentionally or they're just stupid. It doesn't matter at this point. You're still misleading people, right?
Right.
You're right, though.
Right.
You're right.
And I don't want to beat that dead horse. People can sit back and think about it for a little bit. Go read the Constitution a little bit and start looking at law a little bit more. If you really want to get down to it, I don't have the time to go through all the details of all that, but I wanted to make those two examples apparent for anybody listening. And this will kind of roll into some of the things that might be going on right now.
Okay.
But, and then, you know, just to round out some of these things, that Dominion thing is tracking back to an 8chan post. And I'm sure people have heard of 8chan, 4chan, all that shit. You know, these guys, they're pranksters and they're pretty damn good at it. And I fucking get a kick out of them. But,
Philippines. It's like a joke. It's like, they're not even
all right.
of this fucking hemisphere.
Right. And so when all this stuff came out, you had Krebs, who is the director of cybersecurity, you know, said, look, none of this shit happened. And then he got fired for saying that because he came out in an actual statement that Trump didn't like. So shit canned his ass. But he knew where it was all coming from. He knew where all this crazy shit was coming from. And it came from Watkins. From 8chan, who is the administrator of 8chan,
right.
laundering this prank, and he tossed some bait out there because that's what these guys do, and they're damn good at it, man. And shit, I would, you know, I'd like, I won't get into that, but anyway, so he tosses his bait out there, and he gets a ding dong from OAN to snatch onto it, Ryan, R-I-O-N. She snatches onto it and starts laundering it through Newsmax. And that's pretty much how Dominion, the scam of Dominion flipping votes and all this other stuff came about. Now, like I said, I'm just giving you guys some gloss overs. You can go research this stuff yourself. I'm giving you the names. I'm giving you the all that other stuff. You can pull it up. That's what
these
tools,
real quick,
like
I just
want
to say something real quick. To clarify, people think like these are legitimate networks and on TV,
right.
news networks. I don't know what they are. I've compared them to in high school when your classmates did the morning news or something. When I went to high school, we're in our homeroom, and like you turn the TV on at 8 a.m. It's like, welcome to the school news network. And today there's we have lunches. Well, I mean, and a lot of bigger schools had these TV networks. And then the people would walk around all day that were on the TV news, like reading the fucking school news. They thought that they were celebrities. Then you go to parties and they're like, maybe I'll work that in. You know what I mean? I'll try to work it in. It's like, I'm like, we were all standing around saying, who do these people think they are? They read the fucking school news on the television. They think that they're stars, right? I compare these networks.
They're dummies.
I compare these networks to the TV high school fucking morning news. It's, I don't even know. And then people were like, it's on TV. It must be real. It's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real, man.
No, it's not. And I'm not just knocking OAN and Newsmax for being low brain, childish, fucking stupid shit. I mean, they're all like that. All of them. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. They're all that way. It's just fake shit, man. It all is. It's just a show. It's entertainment.
Show, man. That's all it is.
To manipulate people. Yeah, it's not even entertainment, really. It's propaganda, and it's all. But, you know, that could be a whole conversation in its own.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to start at Pennsylvania district level real quick. Judge Brand, you had a lot of things coming out about Judge Brand. Oh, he's an Obama appointee. Well, he was appointed through a deal with the GOP. The guy is a Republican, like through and through. We're talking Federalist Society, NRA, the whole shebang. Oh, he's an Obama appointee. That's why he shot down Giuliani. Shut the fuck up. You know, these judges, they're not the type of people when it comes down to it that they're being portrayed as, is that they just willy-nilly run their court and just do whatever the fuck they want. It doesn't work like that.
Well, I mean, the specific judges you're talking about,
but
the judges you're talking about involved in this election thing you're talking about. You know, there are some crazy judges. Yeah, there are some crazy judges.
There are. Yeah.
But
this guy's not one of them.
Right, exactly.
This guy's not one of them. And
he just plays one. VM. He just plays one on TV with these guys. Oh, he's out of control. It's like, look, you and I both read the legal briefs, right? The filings. And we're both shaking our heads. Like, if we're shaking our heads, what do you think the judge is doing?
Yeah. And I tell you what. This guy saw that his court was being turned into a mockery by the Giuliani circus. And I kid, if anybody spent the time to read or listen to, because there are recordings too of this bumbling fucking idiot Giuliani in district court. And I listened to him and I read as much as I could on this stuff. This judge, and he broke character, man, because at this level and in something that's this high profile, he gave these guys a fucking tongue lashing.
It's a beatdown.
when he made his decision.
Beatdown.
And like I said, this is a Federalist Society, NRA, Republican judge. And across the board, he put moot on his decision. That's not good. He was irritated. You know, he was irritated enough to actually put a tongue lashing into his decision and basically call these people fucking idiots.
You've seen the filings, though. You've seen I just talked about it again on Pain in the Morning on Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is. It's Tuesday, right? Pain in the Morning on Tuesday. I talked about it the last 3 days. I talked about it a week and a half ago when we put it out to our subscribers that these lawsuits were a train wreck, not just Pennsylvania. Most of them were just I don't even know what they're doing. So when you read this stuff and I've read literally, I'm going to say thousands. I think it's probably over the years, thousands of lawsuits. And I looked at this, I said, they must have something else coming, right? Because this is fucking brutal. They're putting this up.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah, the time for that something has passed long ago.
Oh, yeah, it's just gone.
I mean, what they're doing is they're laundering hoax stories through the media with all of this bombastic flair and shit saying fraud and the biggest fucking goddamn travesty in the universe. We can't believe this happened. And all of the, they're using all this stuff. And then when they go into court and the judge says, so are you saying fraud? Here's Giuliani. Oh, no, Your Honor. I'm not saying fraud. And then you read the filings and you see Trump's team saying, no, we're not alleging fraud. We're not alleging. You see it over and over and over. Okay. So you're getting played through the media. They're telling you one thing. They're doing another. You got to start asking questions. Why is that? I'm not going to answer that for people.
Well, I just want to throw one thing in.
Keeper.
I want to throw one thing in here. It's a question I have, and I think it's important for people to clarify. I think that there was a level of fraud, just what I know from Philadelphia alone, okay? I think there was a level of fraud involved in the election, although none of it really has come out, and they're not pinpointing, I think, what the problems are with the ballots and the unions and all kind of this one scheme after another in Philly I've been hearing about, right? None of that is in the news, and I'm sure that has played out in other cities. That should be the focus of your lawsuit. Tangible evidence. I offered, not a lot of people know this, but they're going to fucking know it. Two things I'm going to drop here real quick. And you don't even know this. I offered internal documents from Harrisburg that we got a hold of to the Trump campaign, two of these guys in doing the lawsuits. They didn't even fucking respond back to me. Not only that, I talked to a former congressman, Philadelphia guy. He went to the Trump campaign. He went to Giuliani a year ago and said, look, here's the deal. These places in Philadelphia are going to be a major problem during the election. These precincts, you got to do something about it. Guess what they told him? Fuck off. It's under control. Fuck off. The same guys who are saying, oh, there's massive fraud in Philadelphia. They were tipped off by a guy who was in fucking office 20 years. I'm not talking about a state guy, a federal guy, a congressman. Yeah. They didn't even give a shit. And now every time I see it on TV, I shake my head. I said, these fucking guys, I don't know who they think they're playing. They're not playing me. They're not going to play my folks who listen to us. Fuck that. They're not playing me.
It's impossible to not have fraud in an election in a country of 350 million people where they're saying 150 million people voted. So it's impossible. You can't say that there's not going to be fraud. Now that's where the courts come into play. So if you want to get standing and you want to have merits on your side, you have to prove what you're saying changes the outcome of the election.
Right.
Otherwise, you have no fucking standing. You can't go in there and say you lost by 50,000 votes, and the only proof you can say is, well, I got proof that 200 votes were supposed to go to me. Well, so you're saying you lost by 48,900, whatever.
I think like in PA, it's 85,000. The gap is 85,000 votes in PA or something like that.
85,000, yeah. And you go in and you say I could prove like 2,000 votes were fraudulent. And then I see where you can go with that and then try to claim discovery and all that other stuff. But they're not even doing any of that, okay?
They're not doing any of it. It's like saying you can make the legal premise. So, look, they ripped off 2,000 votes from me here. So technically, using the same logic, they could have applied that to other votes, and let's pursue that, right? They're not even pursuing it. They're pursuing it in the media, but not in the courts.
Exactly. And the only conclusion you can come to at this point, and I know people still say, well, there's a chance. Just stop. You're throwing salt into Lake Superior and calling it fucking salt water, okay? At this point, you have to assume they don't have shit. They're getting their ass handed to them, by the way. They're 1-35 in post-election litigation.
They lost 35 suits.
35.
Or 35 decisions.
They were 2-34, and then Allegheny got overturned, and now they're 1-35. So, I mean, they're getting their ass handed to them. But so what do? That to keep this fucking charade going? And like I said, people can come to their own conclusions because it is a damn charade. I can say that with confidence. So you got to start asking yourself, well, what, for what? Well, we'll leave that up to you. But so they go into a Third Circuit, an appeals court, appellate court, to who knows? I mean, this was yesterday, right? So
this is in Philly.
And I told Third you that Circuit, that was the next step.
Yeah, Third Circuit handles Third Circuit, Philly, PA. Jersey, and I'm familiar with this court. These guys are look, when you go, right. People don't even understand with an appellate level court, it's like your game just ramped up significantly. And if you're if you don't bring the fucking heat, you're going to get kicked to the curb quick.
Yeah. So and nothing made sense. Nothing made sense in their filing. I mean, they were even scrambling till midnight before, to try to get things right, and nothing made sense. Even to me, and I'm a layman in a lot of this stuff. I had to jump through a fucking learning curve like 2 weeks ago to try to figure some of this stuff out. But you know, they take this stuff to the Third Circuit, Pennsylvania, and they don't even file any motions. They don't even make any requests that would trigger a move to the Supreme Court. One of those requests would be an injunction. So right. because in appellate court, you have to file an injunction at that point. You can't file a stay or anything else at the appellate level. You have to file an injunction. So they don't even do that. They don't even request an injunction, an emergency injunction. So what would trigger that would be Third Circuit denies it. Well, now it goes to SCOTUS, but they don't even file that. And in turn, they file what's called a TRO, a temporary restraining order. Well, guess what? That's not a thing in the Third Circuit, in the appellate court. That's not a thing.
It's not. I talked about it this morning. So, I said they don't. And what I just said to you earlier, this is dovetailing nicely. I talked about it this morning in this morning's podcast. I said they're not showing a wherewithal to even be able to navigate the appellate court. There's no, apparently there's nobody with any seasoned appeal court. Okay. Experience, because they're not even filing the right stuff. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's ticky tack. It's not ticky tack. It shows a pattern of stupidity in front of the fucking judge. And if it goes to like an on-bank review or something before, well, it's not going to do that. It will just go right to, because of the time, it would go right to the Supreme Court. You think these Supreme Court justices are going to sit there and say, what the hell? Who are these lawyers? Who is the Mickey Mouse Club? It's insane.
When it comes down to it, there is no path to the Supreme Court. And I'm still going to go through this. But, okay, so you got a guy that's been 30 years out of the game called Giuliani. You've got no experts in election, no lawyer experts.
Not one.
Lawyers that are experts in election.
Not one.
In votes, in appellate courts, none. These are all like showboats. You know, you got Leopard Print Pal and Giuliani. I mean, these are just showboats, TV showboats. That's it. They're not experts in any of this shit. So it's just funny. So they file that TRO, which I said is not a thing. Not a thing. Okay, so you go back and you say, okay, they misspoke and the court can interpret it as a request for an injunction. No, they can't, because that TRO is filed under the wrong rules in the first place to ask for an injunction. So they can't even get that. So, you know, so that even it's just, I don't even know how to put it into words what a clusterfuck this thing is. So even with that, in parallel, they're also asking to be kicked down a court back to district court so that they can go back to Brand, who gave them a fucking tongue lashing, probably never wants to see any of their faces again. So they can go back to Brand and say, well, it's not fair. You wouldn't let us amend our fuck ups in our filings. Well, this was after Brand gave him so much rope.
They could have amended it at any time.
So they go back. What they did was they fought. I don't really want to get into the details of it, but basically what they want to do now is get a mulligan, like their fifth, sixth, seventh, whatever, mulligan. And they want to try to get it kicked back. You can't do these things in parallel is what I'm saying. You can't request a TRO. You can't even do that in the third circuit in the first place. And if it was interpreted as an injunction, they don't have that. So you can't request that and then say, I also want to get kicked back to the district court and amend my filings there and start adding a bunch of shit in, fix my fuck ups so that I can get a do over. I want a do over from the very beginning.
What you're describing
it's weird.
The gang who couldn't shoot straight, or they're doing this on purpose. They're just trying to be fucking delay it and be feckless for other.
Well, if they were serious about it, they'd have experts doing this.
Yeah.
And experts would never do something like this. They just wouldn't do it. So these guys are just, it almost seems like they're just buying time so they can maybe break in money, keep promoting Brand and shit like that. It's just, it's so fucking weird, man. It's so fucking weird.
I've talked to appeals guys.
So if they got kicked, so here's the deal. So if they get, let me say this real quick before I lose it. If they get kicked back down to district court and Brand says, fuck you, you're done. Now they can't get the SCOTUS either. So both directions they go that people think they're going, they can't get to the Supreme Court. And that's on top of them making a fucking mockery of themselves and asking for things that can never be done, that would be totally illegal. And part of the thing they want to do back down in district court, it seems, is they believe they can get the litigators or the legislature in Pennsylvania to jump in, invalidate the votes, and then select their own electors, which would mean that Trump is trying to say that they have a legal right to select the electors for that state, and then those electors can turn around and say Trump won the state. This is just fucking, I mean, it's bonkers, man.
Yeah, but how would that even survive fucking, let's say then the other side would appeal to SCOTUS. How would that even survive Supreme Court? I mean, the Supreme Court would reverse that in about 20 seconds.
They'd have their mind made up before the fucking paperwork even hit their desk.
Yeah.
But the thing is all of this is moot. To use Brand's the funny little, well, anyway, all of this is moot because Pennsylvania has just certified their state
vote. Certified
their vote.
Yep.
It's moot. It's over.
They had their window.
Michigan certified. It's over. And one more quick thing. You know, that thing with the GSA. The lady putting out GSA saying we're opening the transition, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah, she had to do that. The guarantee she was being held off, but she had to do that because once Michigan certified, there was the probability raised that Biden was going to be the president. He was going to be president-elect. The probability raised, and now she, even personally, not just that department, becomes liability to suit if they don't open up the coffers for the
transition. She's on the hook. She would be right on the hook for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be sued
personally,
today. She would have been sued today.
Her ass.
Today.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She would have been sued. So she had to do that. And this fucking game that Trump says he authorized it, get the fuck out of here, man. No, you didn't. That's just some spin. I mean, that's just some big spin going on with that.
I don't know what's going on here. I mean, I don't know the backstory. All this stuff will come out as time goes on, I'm sure, as a backstory. But people need to understand that what you hear and see on TV is not fucking the reality in the courts. And also, I think it's important to note that, excuse me, there's, I guess, something else that's being sold is, well, when we get to the Supreme Court, then we will reveal all of our magic evidence. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You have to have the evidence in the lower court. Now, you can build on that, but you have to have something to build on. They don't have anything. They have no fraud evidence, no evidence of fraud. That's not to say that there isn't evidence of fraud. It's just for some reason they don't want to introduce it and they don't want to dig. And there's plenty of places to dig. They didn't want to do that. Instead, they wanted to sell some bullshit narrative to everybody that it's fraudulent. But behind the scenes, behind the curtain, it's not what they're saying. It's very fucking disturbing.
Right. And the only evidence of fraud that they likely could have, which seems to be the case, is maybe you can overturn a couple thousand votes here and there. And if that doesn't change the election for each particular state, you have no standing. That's just how it works. They're not going to go, you know, they're not going to go through that process. But I was going to get at something too, but
well, let's just throw that in while you get your thoughts, get your thoughts together. Something else for people to chew on, right, with all this stuff. What I said about the Trump campaign and Giuliani being tipped off a year before the election about Philadelphia by insiders who know what the fuck's going on. And also our buddy Bronco, for 4 years, he's been tweeting at the president and yelling at the president, when are you going to do something about voter ID and voter fraud and all this stuff? They didn't do anything. Nobody in Congress did anything. Nobody in the executive branch did anything about it. And now they're playing. This is like a ruse that they're trying to do something about it. They're not. It's all fucking propaganda. It's very disturbing. It's very disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. And you don't see the GOP in each individual state doing it either. When it comes to voter ID,
right?
You don't really see a push from them doing that either.
Nobody cares.
But when it comes, when it comes to evidence, from what I gather is that you can't withhold evidence and just wait on it.
Can't do it
and sit on it, and then all of a sudden spring it at a Supreme Court level. If they've been going around saying they have all of this evidence, we have all of this evidence, this, that, and this, and these witnesses, this, that, and this, and they don't produce them in the lower court, say they're saying they have them, but they don't produce them in the lower court, you can't just take that and spring it at the Supreme Court level.
Yeah, well,
you can't do it. It's inadmissible at that point.
That's TV litigating. That's TV. That's Hollywood.
Right.
Ooh, it's a show. Fucking witness came in at the last minute. It doesn't fucking work that way. He's not on the witness list. The opposing counsel.
That's the show. This isn't my cousin Vinny.
Well, apparently it is. But opposing counsel, the other party, has to have access to the work product and able to so they could cross-reference and vet the legitimacy of any witnesses or evidence. You can't just throw this down at the last minute. You ever hear on TV or in the movies where the counsel says, Your Honor, this is highly irregular. It wasn't on the witness list and this was not introduced previously. Well, that's actually during a proceeding, a lower court proceeding. You try to pull that shit in the Supreme Court, and you're going to have 9 empty chairs there. They're going to be like, we're out of here, man. This guy's crazy. Can't do that stuff.
Yeah, there's a process, and they already screwed that up because they said they have the evidence. They said they have it. It's irrefutable, and they have not produced it. So the Supreme Court can't even at this point in time see this elusive evidence because they said they already have it, but they haven't produced it in the lower courts. They can't just say, I'm going to hold on to this in my back pocket because it's a time frame thing. It's a timeline thing. If they didn't tell anybody they had evidence, a certain kind of evidence, then they might have been able to get to the Supreme Court and then spring that evidence.
Well, you
but
can.
That's not what happened.
If it does, if it does become germane.
But they told everybody they had it, and then they didn't. Then they didn't come forward with it.
If
so
you keep
you
it under wraps,
forward with it later.
You could say, "Look, we just found out about this," and then it's
right,
it's somewhat right. You know, it's much more leeway for its admissibility under those circumstances. But when you stand on the corner with a megaphone and you tell the world
right.
that you're going to release whatever, the crack pipe or whatever she was talking about, the Kraken, I don't know. Right?
Release the crack rock.
Right? And then you don't. Listen, just real quick, let me throw this in. I got 35 years analysis in this. And Jason asked me last week on the More Pain show on those subscriber-only platforms. When this was full fucking fever pitch, cracking stuff. He said, "What do you think?" I said, "Let's see it. I'll see it when I'll believe it when I see it." Usually, in my estimation, and my estimation based on 35 years of people tell me they got evidence, they got this, they got that, right? Whenever somebody says, "I got it and it's coming," it ain't fucking coming ever. It's bullshit.
Mm-mm.
It's bullshit. I said the same thing about this Birdman and Benghazi and the Navy SEALs. I said, "They ain't got shit. If you got it, you just put it out. You don't play patty cake with people. This is a fucking joke, right? We're going to see how it plays out," I said. "But don't string people out. Don't play games with them. We've been through enough. Stop it. It's not responsible. It's not a good way to do business. And it's basically a disgrace and it's shameful." And that's a week ago.
Yeah.
And that was when everything was in fever pitch. And people said, "Oh, man, you're not on the team." I'm on my own fucking team, okay? Because I understand that people you think are on your team, they're not on your team. They're just using you, okay? Yeah. You're riding the pine. You're never going to get in the game. They're not on your team.
Yeah.
So, And where is it?
I'm not,
We still haven't seen any fucking evidence. I mean.
Well, I mean, it's just silly. So you even got that Ellis chick that they got that Trump puts on, you know, one of his lawyers. And she says yesterday, appeal was granted in Pennsylvania in the Third Circuit. They didn't have an appeal granted. And by the way, Third Circuit doesn't do that in the first place. But she goes out on Twitter and tells everybody, she tried to take a win. "We had our appeal granted." There was nothing granted. She flat out lied to everybody. The only thing that they were given from a request was to put more words into their filing.
Right.
Because they have stipulations on word count in the filings. And they said, "Well, we need more space for the words." And that's the only thing they were given. And she comes out and says, we were granted our appeal. Jesus Christ. I mean,
30,000 retweets. People, "Oh, yeah, we're going to win this." Yikes.
Yeah. Then she turns around and says, "Oh, we have a case at the Supreme Court right now." Well, you know, it was, I don't know, a few days ago or 5 days ago or something like that, I showed you SCOTUS's schedule. You know, their calendar. Those are not their cases. You have two that have to do with appointing electorates that are going to be in SCOTUS conference on December 11th. And that's to hear oral arguments and all that stuff. And those are not from Trump's team. One of them's a GOP thing, and it has to do with appointing electorates.
One of them's a Philadelphia case out of Philly, Pennsylvania, but it's not linked to the White
both
House.
Both of them are. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Both of them.
No. It's a GOP thing, and it's two of them. Not like Rudy says that they have four coming. There's two of them, and they're scheduled for conference on the 11th of December. And those are nothing burgers. It's not going to happen because what these guys are trying to ask for is illegal. And it's just going to get tossed out anyway. They want to change who gets appointed as the electorate to file the vote in the Electoral College. It's not going to happen. It's stupid. but it's just funny that she goes on her little Twitter thing and says, we have this case already in the Supreme Court pending. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're a fucking liar. You just lied twice in one day. Easy, easy. I mean, she's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. What do you expect?
Well, that's true. That is.
You know, it's funny too. You know, I gotta say, I have to point this out real quick. For me, I take a step back and I said, wait a minute. From my experience, right, in the last 4.5 years where we have dissected the FBI and the DOJ, and people are saying, these people are corrupt. They're corrupt. They've been corrupt for years. And then they get behind two former DOJ prosecutors, Powell and Giuliani. What? And they weren't part of the corrupt DOJ? Like, yeah. At what point don't you think that they were part of the machine and still are? So, but wait, they're your heroes now? How can you say that, you know, when you look at their history, right, in the DOJ and you talk to people, it's like Rudy came out of the Southern District in New York, one of the most corrupt fucking organizations in the history of the world. Just the Southern District I'm talking about. It's up there with the corruption in the Senate in Rome, the ancient Romans, okay? It's so bad, the Southern District. Notice that all the fucking problems come out of the Southern District, all of them, where they stem, or all the people that become major problems, that's where they went to school. That's where they were tutored when they first got into the DOJ or they were transferred there. McCabe, Comey, Mueller, they all come out of the Southern District. Who worked with them? Giuliani. Well, there's a fucking plexiglass barrier now between him and everybody else? No. So people need to take a step back and say, wait a second. These are the same assholes that built this corrupt organization. Yeah, they're not there anymore, but they were laying bricks. Yeah. They were laying bricks at the time, okay? And 9/11, don't even get me started about 9/11.
Right. I was about to go down that road. I was like, let's save that.
Yeah, we'll save it because it's like.
People really shouldn't be surprised. Trump's been saying, and his whole team, and all the dingbats that are making money off of the Trump brand right now. Your favorite trading card journalists and shit. They've been saying people are going to be locked up for fucking 4 years now. And, you know, all this stuff's going to happen. Well, you know, and now on top of that, we have the biggest election fraud crime in the history. Multiple countries involved. Venezuela, dead Hugo Chavez. All this shit go on. The worst communist freaking countries in the world are all involved in this whole big thing. You're telling me you haven't put forth one iota of evidence, and not one person has been arrested for something this big that they've been playing up on TV, something this big that they say overturned 7 million votes for Trump and gave 10 million to Biden. Something this big, irrefutable evidence, mathematically impossible. Three Princeton professors, a military officer, all this shit. The fucking Kraken himself is making a showing on this. You're telling me you can't.
The Kraken.
You have it.
The Kraken's fucking schedule. We tried to get him for this show, and he's booked
up. You're telling me not one person through this massive scheme they could pick up and put cuffs on through this whole fucking thing? Come on.
I'll do you one better. Not one person has gone on camera to give their fucking first person account,
right.
Witness testimony as a fact witness as to what they saw. It's just affidavits and this and the other thing. Where are these people at? Come forward. I mean, I don't doubt that there was fraud. I don't doubt that there was fraud. Of course, I think there was a lot of fraud. However, saying that there's widespread fraud and then saying you have proof of the widespread fraud, and it's going to be fucking biblical, they said, right? And then in court filings, there's not a fucking smidgen of any of it. That's fucked up. That's playing people. That's fucking dirty poker, man. That's dirty fucking poker to your the people right. who supported you, not only supported you, but you've put targets on their back now because they did support you. And after you're gone from office, they're still going to have those targets on their back, right? And that's how you fucking do yep. them. That's how you do them dirty. You do this big fucking dog and pony show in the behind the scenes. None of that happened. You don't introduce any of your fucking evidence. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. And they know because none of the favorite trading card journalists, none of the conservative media are even reporting what I just went through with you. They're not even reporting any of that. And those are facts. You know, you can go to people that are specialists in this type of stuff. And I almost thought I should put some of their names out there so people can have a reference. But I tell you what, the lunacy on that's behind Trump right now in this whole fucking charade. I don't want those people to get attacked.
Well, it's funny you say that, right? Don't. I've had conversations with some of these guys in the last couple of days. Appellate level fucking attorneys, right? In Philadelphia, in the Third Circuit, other circuits, Fifth Circuit, okay? Other places I've had conversations with some of the people that have become really solid sources on Twitter that are reporting it down the middle and saying, hey, this stuff is crazy, right? And I've had conversations with them. Very nice conversations, amicable conversations where I'm saying, yo, man, is this fucking, are you spinning this or is this for real? And they're like, no, there's no spin. It's just the law here is cut and dry. It's black and white. There's not a whole lot of room for interpretation. That's the beauty of the law, especially at the appellate level. And I think it would do people better if they stepped outside of this box that they're in with the right-wing media and started looking at the other side, so to speak, but people who cover the courts and actual fucking lawyers who deal with this every day and start reading outside of your vacuum to get an idea, and you're going to come to the very fast conclusion that everything that we're saying to you is fucking dead on. Dead on. And I don't give a shit. These other people in the right-wing media, they've been lying for years. I'm not surprised that they continue to lie and they continue to carry the water of lies and things like that. They've been doing it since I started up in this 4.5 years ago, and they're fucking shameless, and they're only in it for the money. It's goddamn shameful. It really is.
It is. But here's the thing. The people, because you know some of the ones that I've been referencing and all that stuff, but not all of them would be considered even be considered leftist or anything you say. Not all of them are that way. I just went straight for who was shooting straight when I was looking at a lot of this stuff. But so I want, you know, but some of them would be people that would be irreconcilable differences. They wouldn't be people that I could ever there could never be any type of amicable exchange because there's just foundationally there's irreconcilable differences.
Yeah,
but here's the thing with that. They still shot it straight when it comes to this particular subject. And they were very intelligent in the way they did it. And then you also have more conservative people that were saying the same damn thing. So it's not, people do need to get outside of their box because it's not, especially people that have drank the Trump juice and I've been saying this for years now, man, you guys went crazy. You really did. And you got some major fucking problems. You gotta correct. You're really far out there. And I could say that about the majority of the left too. But, you know, that's not what we're talking about.
Well,
right
that's
now.
Where we're at right now. I mean, this is the way it is. And we're dealing in reality here. This isn't fantasy. This isn't some kind of a fucking fantasy. I call it Fantasy Island. I called it, The other day I called it Mr. Rogers' make-believe fucking neighborhood with King Friday and all this stuff. It's like, it's a world that doesn't even exist, what's being pitched. And that's called propaganda. And it's been used through the ages for very nefarious purposes. And I don't know why you're doing this to your base, but it's fucked up in my estimation. It's fucked up one way or the other.
It is.
It is. And it can't go without. Well, I'm just going to leave it at that for now. Right. Because it's still we're still emotions are still running high. But as things calm down and as more analysis comes in, shows like this are going to age very fucking well because we've had the balls to call like it is long before anybody else. And these other people will pivot eventually when the electorate and the folks catch on and say, hey, wait a minute, none of this makes any sense. Why didn't you tell us this? Well, we didn't have the information and bullshit. You guys have been doing the same. These media types have been doing the same shit for ages. They just lie to you. They lie to you. And it's really, it's something else to watch. No matter what happens in my career, where I go, what I do after this, how long we stick with this, I'm going to play it fucking straight the way I see it, right?
Yeah.
That I don't never have to look over my shoulder because as well, you know, the truth has a funny way of quote unquote coming out after we do shows like this months, years later, and it never fails.
Well, this will be short. This will be short, man. Cause from what I gathered when they went to the Third Circuit, that was, they might get 4 days out of it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
then it's toast.
And we got a short week too. We got a short week because of Thanksgiving.
Right, exactly. So I'd expect tomorrow's light is gonna be a little more brighter on what's really going on, shining a little more brighter on what's really going on.
Right.
Hopefully people will start to calm down when they actually see what's happened, what is happening, how to discern your information, how to see a liar for a liar and not get caught up into these crazy fucking cults, man. And they're on both sides. They really are. I could go back and forth. But
topic for another day, for sure.
Yeah. What it really comes down to is people need to start training their minds on how to be logical and discern information properly, because in this day and age, that is probably the best thing you could do for yourself. With the rapid information running through social media, on TV and all this stuff, you've got to be quicker. You've got to be smarter, and you can't just take things at face value. You just can't do it. So if you're reading an article, for example, or you're listening to something and they say, oh, this guy says this and this is what's going on. If you don't know who that guy is or that lady is, and you don't know what they're talking about, you have the freaking tool right in your hand to find out. So you don't need to take their word for it. You have the tool right there in your hand, your phone or your computer or something like that. You can look at it. That's what I did. I said, okay, they're talking about this, this, and that. Okay, what's the, what's the SCOTUS schedule look like? What is this? And so, you know, days ago, I had the SCOTUS's calendar, looking through it and all that shit, all this other stuff, you know, and just referencing it. It doesn't take that much. It really doesn't. And you have the freaking tool right in your hand. So do it. Don't just take things at face value. You have all the tools you need right there with your brain. You might be surprised at how much smarter you get in such a short period of time on different topics that affect you if you don't let somebody else do the thinking for you.
So it's solid, that's what solid, I solid advice. I'll tell you what, I'll do you one better. A little tip. I'm going to give a little cliff notes on what you just said. When everybody is saying, everybody and their mom, all these beautiful fucking favorite trading card journalists and the right-wing media who are never right about a fucking thing, by the way. When everybody's saying one thing and they're covering one thing, run the other way. Run the other way. Because you know what? The people that continue to lie to you don't have the sources don't have the experience and the wherewithal to develop their own independent information. They're told what to say, what to write, what's going to sell. They're told what's going to sell for the next 2 or 3 days. And those are the narratives they follow. Doesn't even matter if it's true. Doesn't even matter if it's true. It's money. It's a money game. And a build your own brand game and get more follows and get more likes. And that's going to equate somewhere down the line to money, et cetera, et cetera. So when everybody's, if you look at the last 4 years, what everybody's been, everybody gets on these tidal wave schemes, they all collapse. Every fucking one of them. It's uncanny how bad these people are, what they do. They're not even good at lying. I mean, I work with some fucking real, real skilled liars. I mean, professionals. These guys are not those people.
But people still follow it. So they're not getting a cost. They're not getting a cost exacted on them for being corrupt and conniving. It's just so they're constantly getting rewarded for it.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I say, the only thing that can break that is people getting better at how they think. Because that's important, how you think. Then you can't be manipulated once you get to that level of understanding how to think, how to see things properly, how to discern the information that's coming at you. You know, you have to start there so these people can't take advantage of you. So
that's where we're at. Yep. That's the whole point of this fucking operation, this odyssey that I've launched almost a year old now, and we continue to... it's been a crazy ride in the last year, and for it to culminate like this, I'm not surprised where we're going to have to be the adults in the room again and set the kiddie table straight. That's funny. We're only, you know, it's that time of year when the adults do separate themselves from the kids for the most part. And so I have to do it again. And like I've said before, if I have to fire a hot dinner roll at the heads of some of these fucking little kids, we'll have to do it. And that's what we're in the process of doing. Even if the one misbehaving, okay, or the White House counsel or whoever these people are, these self-appointed Trump legal team, Jesus, what a train wreck. What a train wreck. I never saw this coming. I never saw something like this coming.
I have so many words for it, I can't even get one out. Yeah, it's flooding. But
and it's going to play out. It's going to play out just like we said, like it always does. Hey, man, I appreciate the fucking input. It simplifies things. You've been on top of this. You've been in front of the pack on it, and as usual. And so that's what I wanted to present to people. And I had a couple guys email me, one even said on Patreon today, hey, how about a VM Thanksgiving special? And I said, damn, you're going to be careful what you ask for. Just might get it. we'll have to launch this. So after they eat the meal, I think, because,
well, this isn't like our last one where it was just,
that one, I haven't even cut that one.
Light things on fire.
That one will go out to the public later. Maybe go out to the public later. But our subscribers fucking got it. They got it.
Yeah.
That's good because I've said that we're only looking for a couple smart people a day to come over and join up. That's all we need. We don't need any more cement heads like they're on Twitter and other places. Jesus. We have stadiums filled with idiots. We don't need any more. So this is hey, bro, I appreciate it, man. I do.
All right, brother.
And we'll do it again, man. And hey, listen, have a good Thanksgiving, my man.
Hey, you too, man.
Yeah, with your family and everything. Take care, brother.
All right, buddy.
See Later. You, man. Bye. We appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for in our subscriber-only areas. A little subscriber-only area music. Yeah. Helping us keep the lights on. We released this show earlier to subscribers only on those two platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And we appreciate patronage on there. Literally helping us keep the lights on. This operation that continues to grow despite many forces trying to keep it from doing that. But funny how that happens, right? the exact opposite of what they try to do ends up happening. We appreciate it, and we wouldn't be here doing this if it wasn't for generosity and of many folks who want to see a better country. And one way to do that is to try to get the media back to where it started back in the day by telling the truth, not trying to pad your own pockets and things like that. If you're good at something, and the money will come, that always does. It's like one of the universal rules. If you're good at something and you love what you do, the money will come. You don't have to hustle like a fucking street varmint, street vagrant. You have to lie to people and play people and work people. Just, what's the point of that, man? Just tell them like it is. We appreciate it. So thanks for helping us kick ass. It comes down to about a cost of a half. I've called it a half a cocktail a month. So Intel happy hour. And I hope you found this interview with VM enlightening. Happy to put things like this together for you and many more to come in the future, God willing. Sometimes maybe you understand what I'm saying when I say this. I don't always feel like I'm in total control. There's somebody watching over me, and I hope that same being / deity / guardian angel is also watching over you folks and your loved ones in difficult times. So I know I already said it before we played the VM interview, but I'll say it again. Take care and God bless.
mine for every day.